Yes, as we said at the beginning of the Mass, today we are celebrating the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. And this feast is known as the Feast of the Encounter, especially in the Easter Church where it began. And what we celebrate is the certainty that God will fulfill his promises to send a Savior into this world, especially to the people of Israel at that time. And that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ, but that will extend it into the entire world. Jesus came to bring light into every corner of the world. People of good hearts and good minds opened their minds and to him, and he came and he light the darkness of ourselves and help us to grow in his holiness. And he died as the invitation for all of us to follow into his steps and to be holy because our Heavenly Father is holy. So we celebrate the continuation of God's love in our own world, and that God's continually reaching out through all of us, inviting us to have a special encounter with him, to have a personal encounter with him, to grow with him, and to be witness of the gospel in this generation that is a lot of need of disciples, of discipleship that we go, and to bring Jesus into this world. So the gospel was very clear that after Jesus' birth, Mary fulfilled the Jewish rites of the purification of the child's birth. Since she could not afford the customary offer of the lamb, she gave instead two pigeons as an offering that the poor people, they offer what they have. And they were a very humble people, they didn't have enough, but they offered something. So this rite, along with the circumcision of the redemption of the firstborn, point to the fact that children are gifts from God. Jesus was born in the ordinary home where it no more luxurious, like a godly parents. Mary and Joseph raised their son in the fear and wisdom of God. He, in turn, was obedient to them and growing the wisdom and grace. So the Lord's favor is with those who listen to the word with trust and obedience. So that is what we do. We hear many people are working with the teens and the light teen groups, and what they do is trying to see faith in their lives and to pass the faith and to help the Jewish people grow in the wisdom and maturity of God. So many people, volunteers, come and they prepare themselves and grow themselves in life, and they give their talents and their time to help our kids to grow in the knowledge of God. Also today, in this feast of the presentation for parents, it's important to think that they don't have the idea of the challenges that they face raising a child. It's very difficult. We want the kids to be healthy, but sometimes we have children who have difficulties. So we need to know that it's a gift of faith, the gift of love. Parents look for the welfare of their kids. That is what it's supposed to be. They don't know what is coming in the times coming ahead and what expectations and sacrifices they need to do, especially when they have children with special needs or those who are sick. So they need a special effort or a special gift from God to give us the strength that they need to deal with these children's. But the most important thing is we see the great love that they have when they have those children in special needs. And also I talk with many parents and they said, those are the most pure children I have and they have a good heart to deal with them. So Mary and Joseph, they went through many difficult challenges too because Jesus was a teenager too. We remember that when they went to the temple, he just disappeared, like any children for us. There's no news. Sometimes they disappear and we don't know where they go. They come to the next day. The mother say, where did you sleep? We say, with friends. So Jesus said, no, we're with friends, but he said, I was in the business of God. He was growing in wisdom and in peace. So we pray for today too, for all those parents. We know that Jesus came as a light, as Simon recognized him. Simon and Anna were people of faith, and they were praying all the time because they knew that they are going to receive Jesus when he comes into the temple, and they will recognize him. He recognized that Jesus was the light of the world. And at this point, he said, I can die in peace because I see the salvation. That is an important point in the gospel today. We, as a Christian, as a people of God, we need to get into that point one day, have the good relationship with God that we can say, I can die today because I see the salvation of Jesus Christ into this world. That is very important that Jesus came to do that and to help us to grow in his holiness. And it's not easy. It's difficult because we are people who are weak. We are sinners and sometimes we fail. But if we keep going, and as the Americans say, do the best and forget the rest. We need to do our best to grow in his holiness and peace, and he will be with us all the time. Talking about children, we know that not all the children are the same. Sometimes those are very clever kids, but there are others who are very slow. And was this mother who come to me and say, I have this kid who, he's very clever for some things, but for others, he's very stupid. But I love him in that way. I love him, and she told me that he was not going to do good at the school. He was not doing good at home. He didn't pay attention, like those kids that we have today. But Christmas is coming close, and she says, we are not going to give you anything for Christmas because you are not behaving. As Christmas came, he was crying and said, Mom, everybody's going to have the toys, and I am not going to receive any toys. And she said, well, write a letter to Jesus to see if he maybe changed his mind and he brings something. So he went to his room, and he wrote a letter saying, Jesus, I am doing good at school. Can you give me a bicycle? And he started thinking and said, but he knows that I am not doing good at school, so scratch it. And he started writing and said, well, maybe he doesn't know how I'm doing at home. And he said, I'm doing well. I'm obedient. I listen to my parents. And he said, the same. He's going to. So he scratched that again. So he went around the neighborhood. And he found a little statue of Mary, and he took a statue of Mary, went home, and he wrote this. He read, Jesus, if you want to see your mother again, give me a bicycle. So he told his mother said, he is so clever. But we need to love all of them. We need to love our kids in the way that they are. So, what is the significance of Simon's encounter with the baby Jesus and his mother in the temple? We need to know that the Holy Spirit also revealed to him what the Messiah and King of Israel would be also, that he was going to be the salvation for the Gentile people. The Gentile people were the people who don't believe in that type, and that was important that he came to do and to liberate them and to offer them salvation too. Because we remember that in the times before, in the Old Testament, they say that the promises of God was only for the people of Israel, select people. But after Jesus came and he said, the salvation is for everybody. Everybody who believes in him is going to be saved. And we know the passage of John 3:16, is they are, even though when we are sinners, he sent into this world his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that everybody who believes in him will be saved. You and me believe in him, for we are going to be saved because of that. And the disciples and the apostles and many saints in this world have been preached the same gospel of salvation, that the most important is to love God with all our minds, with our hearts, and with all our understanding, and to love our neighbors. So it was an idea of this solid deacon that we keep praying to the saints every month. We are going to choose a saint that we are going to pray. And today we start praying at San, what is that? San Francisco of Sales. San Francisco of Sales, we are going to pray this month. And that was the prayer we do at the beginning. San Francisco of Sales was very intelligent and gentleman. He was from a very wealthy family. His father was he goes to study law and to be a lawyer. So he wants to be a priest, but he never talked with his father because his father didn't want that he goes to priesthood. He wants to go to the school and to be a big, intelligent liar. You know, the lawyers, sometimes they lie too much. So he went, but with the time, he changed his mind. He went and he graduated, but he kept under the cover the willingness to be a priest. And one day, he faced his father and he became a priest. And after that, he became a bishop and he was a good man. He worked, he was in the time of the Protestant and the Reformation, and he was with the Calvinists. And he says that after his conversion, he bring about 40,000 Calvinists into the Catholic Church. They converted. So I think that's the most important thing. And St. Francis of Sales, he developed a community, so called the St. Francis of Sales community, and invite all the people to love each other and to work for those who are poor into this world. So that is the invitation for this month, to pray to him to help us to grow in his holiness too, and that we open our minds and our hearts to him, that we can feel the Holy Spirit, especially in the celebration of this Mass. So let's continue our celebration, asking God to give us the opportunity that by the power of the Holy Spirit we grow in his wisdom and knowledge.